lot of miracles, but this is one that happened that was so special. So about 12 years ago, I was a counselor, a dorm counselor, in a yeshiva called Reshit. And even back then, I used to learn this sefer that I'm learning with you guys. Rav Shlomo Karlbach on the Holidays, my favorite book if I want to connect. I actually translated one of the books to English, and it was it's always been my favorite. And in his sefer, he talks about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and how the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to cry for about 8 hours, like nonstop tears on Rosh Hashanah, from 8 till, I don't know, who knows. He was mamish, just davening and davening, crying and crying. He actually didn't speak at all on Rosh Hashanah except brachos. The whole time, davening, probably for all of Am Yisrael. And I also heard that it's a big inyan, it's a big idea, to cry in your tefillahs, especially on Rosh Hashanah. To get a little emotional. You don't have to, but if you can, it's good. So I remember kind of really wanting, when you pray.
It's good to cry when you daven.
It's good to get emotional, if you can, to open up that part of your soul, if you can.
It's a different experience. Do you
think about something sad that happened to you, or just like quiet?
Wait for the end of the story. So hold on. So now I have to ask myself, how do I cry? Because I had a great year. Baruch Hashem. You know, I was learning Torah. I was teaching Torah. I was in college. I finished the army. Not everything is perfect, but, you know, I had so much to be thankful for. And I thought to myself, you know what can be my way to cry? I'm going to thank Hashem. I'm going to go through my entire year and write a list of everything I have to be thankful for. So after I finished my Shemona Esrei, like I told you, I talked to Hashem, and I went literally through a list of thank you for the coffees, and thank you for the frisbees, and thank you for the shirim, and thank you for this, and just everything I could thank him for, and like, really, I really didn't expect it. Mamash, I just went through everything I could. And Baruch Hashem, at the end of it, I was crying. I was tearing up, and I was like, really, like, so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the blessings he had bestowed upon me. And I was probably, you know, 20, 30 minutes after everyone already had been eating their meal, went to the bathroom, wiped myself off, had my meal. The end of the meal, you know, we're singing, and my friend Chesky Raps comes over to me. And Chesky says, "Yo, Keith, you know anything about crying on Rosh Hashanah?" So I said, "That's a strange thing to ask me about, of like all the topics in Judaism, on the night when I cried." Like, and I looked at myself like, "Why did I teary-eyed, like this is a half hour." No, I was normal. So I was like, "That's weird." Come up to the Beis Medrash. Went up to the Beis Medrash, and I learned with him my favorite sefer, Holy Brother, about Shlomo, and he talks about how tears, when you cry, you think they're going down, but really they go straight up to the heavens. And we were learning about the idea of crying. Okay, we finished the book, and I'm learning a little, and then my friend Henry comes over to me. And Henry asked me, "Yo, Keith, I got a question. You know anything about davening? You know any good books about davening? You know, davening all day." And I said, "Actually, it's my favorite topic." It was like, since I'm a little kid, my favorite topic to learn about is davening. Because daven 3 times a day. You pray 3 times a day. So you might as well understand what the words mean. It's very practical. So I said, "Yeah, I know a little bit about prayer. So let's go to the library." Went to the library. And there's this book, and there's that book. And I find this book, it's called Touched by a Prayer, I think by Rabbi Spiro. And it's all stories. Every prayer has a story. I think Henry's going to like this one, you know. He likes stories. So I open up the book. I never opened up the book before. And this is I randomly opened it, I'm telling you. And this is the story which I turned to. There's a man who went down to the Kotel. And he's crying. I'm like, "Whoa." And someone comes up to him and says, "I'm so sorry you're crying. I'm here to help. I came. I want to give you a donation." And the man says, "You don't understand. I don't need any help. I'm not crying tears of sorrow. I'm crying tears of gratitude. I just married off my 7th daughter. And I'm so happy. And I just wanted to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank Hashem." He was crying. And that was the story I read on the night that I cried. I closed the book, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes Hashem, like, you know, winks, and sometimes Hashem just, like, pushes you. Just, like, knocks you over. It was, like, so obvious to me that he was happy that I was, you know, taking time to thank him and crying a little bit. So, you know, I always try to remind myself that story before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur time. Because, again, you know, this is the time of year we sometimes are all about asking for stuff. And that's also great, to ask for stuff from Hashem. But we forget the real relationship always begins with gratitude. With the Hakarat HaTov. There's no such thing as a real relationship in life the basis of it is not trying to look at the good in the other. And the same thing with our relationship with Hashem. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, right, we also have to take time, yes, to ask for forgiveness and to daven for everything and pray for sure, but also to make some time, you know, to really to thank Him. I love.
In the morning, too.